You have been listening to the Radio Outreach Ministry of the Mount Triumph Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor Joseph W. Franklin. Come and see us at 720 Millrace Road, Boyce, Louisiana, 71409. Visit us again on the web at www.mounttriumphmbc.com. God bless you.
Everybody's still talking about Anointed King Cuts at 5811 Masonic Drive, Suite C and D, near the Circle K store at the corner of Horseshoe Drive. Carmen King is the master barber, and he's doing up hairstyles like nobody's business. Miss Cotton Candy will have you ladies looking like you just stepped out of a magazine. You'll be able to relax in the comfortable waiting area, enjoying a Christian atmosphere. Both appointments and walk-ins are welcome. 318-730-4507.
Anointed King Cuts.
Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're giving back to the community in a big way.
Anointed King Cuts.
You'll be able to come in normal and leave looking and feeling like a king. Anointed King Cuts is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJO-FM.
Hello, this is Sheriff Doug Anderson. During my tenure as your sheriff, the Volos Parish Sheriff's Office is rapidly becoming one of the top law enforcement agencies in the state of Louisiana. I am asking for your help in making our parish a better and safer place to live and raise our families, and we will continue to move our sheriff's office forward. Thank you.
Please help us to keep professionalism, honesty, and integrity moving forward at your sheriff's office. Paid for by Doug Anderson.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
To Almighty God be the glory. My God, you're my life, my hope, my strength, and my salvation. Money can't buy the peace that you've given me. No car, no rent, nobody and no thing can compare to the joy that you brought into my life. Lord, I pray that you use me if you see fit. Seek me first.
Why his cast is more concerned with a Bentley or a Rolex. That checks in all these material devices. Seems like salvation ain't even a part of y'all's equation, this worldly persuasion. It ain't saving nobody's soul. It's like we replace my Jesus with all this silver and gold. Now let the truth be told. When did the Christ ever enlist the trappings of this world during his first earthly visit? What is this? We turn the Son of Man straight up into big business. Are all God's prophets just concerned in making some profits? You Pharisees should stop it. That bread is unleavened. What does Luke 18:25 say about a rich man in heaven? We take Matthew chapter 7, and we all get carried away with it. You just read 6:19, but somehow most seem to just forget it. Or you just choose to edit and lay up all your worldly treasures. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Christ rebuke these pledges? Prosperity comes in measures, but it's not all monetary. You're truly missing the point when you make my God secondary. You better be wise and be wary, because that old devil is straight conniving to get your focus off the Christ and on the what kind of car you're driving.
Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to you. Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things.
Wait a minute, now let me ask y'all something. For goodness sakes, everybody cannot be T.D. Jakes. It's like that time when Oprah Winfrey spawned off about a million Ricky Lakes. Now everybody has their place in which the Lord has appointed. So why hate on that man because his calling is anointed worldwide? And yours might just be on the north side, but it's all in God's will, and at least it's your side. We gotta divorce pride and escape from all this here division, and flee like Halle Berry from a broadside collision. All this money up in religion, and we got church members that are still starving. It's like Satan took out a knife and he sat down and started carving out his vision. Christ's bride is in the noose and she's free swinging, preoccupied with pride, a fat ride and bling blinging. I heard Donnie Mac singing about a rise up after your fall. But it's hard to get up when you're down with all this so-called big ballin'. If prosperity is your calling, I pray God will bless your mission. But don't lead the flock from bondage straight into a financial prison. There's more abundance in your living when you're giving God all the glory. At least that's what I'm gonna tell my kids, Wayne. You better pass it on to Corey. Now that's pretty much the story. God is good and I can't deny it. He showers all his own with riches. It's just how you classify it.
Seek ye first the kingdom true.
Yeah, Christ came that we may have life and have it more abundantly.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
But we have to stop measuring God's grace in dollar amounts. The size of your bank account in no way relates to your worth in his eyes. Think about it. The greatest man ever walked this earth, owned nothing more than the clothes on his back. Yet in his living, he has blessed us all with riches far beyond our wildest dreams.
Yeah.
let me see your hand. Yeah, some of you still play. And I remember, I go down Mount Calvary, that's where I belong. And I jump and I shout and I come back home. But I was still disobedient. I would talk back. And one day, me and Ann here, we decided that we wanted to play church. Let me tell you what we did. We went out in the back and started playing church. And my brother was a pastor. Me and Andy, we were the members of the church. And let me tell you something. It's hard to come in contact with Jesus and still be the same. I don't care who you are. I don't care. You can be the chiefest of sinners. You will never be the same. And I've forgotten I've been going down to the church, playing church. Came home still disobedient. Didn't want to wash the dishes. Didn't want to bring the clothes in off the line. Didn't want to do anything. Mama said, I'm sick of you going down to that church playing with God. Men and that, we went outdoors. We started playing church. Sat down on the bottom step. My brother was a preacher. And we were the members in the church. And he put some old glasses and put them right here on his nose. And he said, I want you to jump up and shout Jesus three times. And I jumped up and I shouted Jesus two times. But when I jumped up the third time, something got a hold of me. I couldn't sit back down. Ann ran in the house. She said, Mama, so Shirley Ann is out there playing with the Lord. Mama came to the door. And she looked out there and saw me shouting and dancing all over the backyard, tears running down my face. It's just a lie. Mama looked out there and she said, she ain't playing this time.
Worship God in this place. Hallelujah. We worship your name tonight. God, you're worthy. God, you're holy. God, we bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. We honor your name, Jesus. We magnify you tonight. Thank you, Lord.
Our God is holy, and he reigns forevermore.
Our God is holy.
Yes, Lord. Our God is holy, and he reigns forevermore.
Our God is holy, and he reigns forevermore.
Our God is holy, he reigns forevermore.
this place, hallelujah. Hallelujah, out of your name, Jesus. Thank you for reigning over our lives. Thank you for being in full control. We bless your name. Come on, lift your voices and worship. Worship God, we bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We love your name, God. Yes. We worship your name. Thank you for being God.
Time. you're going out on your knees.
Stop.